Welcome back. It's Q105, the morning after, here on a Saturday morning, 8:30, podcast after the show at Q1055.com. Make sure you like our new Facebook page and as well the Q105 Facebook page. Zerik Chase, Demetrius Nicodemus, Ashley Tresso is back with us. Philip is, he's in the fam of that Facebook page, as is like Floyd and our friend Demarius and all the other people that hang out with us. Ashley, you were... Your husband Kevin has been frequently in Florida for the duration of like 2018, and you and your son Tucker joined him over the last week, correct?
Yeah, we actually went for like 5 days, so we did a little long trip there.
And this was your first trip with, and just Tucker went, right? He's four?
Correct. Yeah, four and a half.
First trip to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
What did you learn? What did you take away from this whole process?
Don't do it in one day with a child younger than like seven. Would probably be like, even if he was six, I don't think he could handle it. Like, by the end of the, everything went really well. I have a friend that's obsessed with Disney, so she belongs to this thing where they like take whatever fast passes you get so you can go straight to the front of lines, and then they made like an itinerary off of it, and I stuck to that thing.
Like, she scientifically said, like, here are the minimal wait times if you go A, B, L, J, back to D.
Correct.
Like that? Okay. That's nice.
It was awesome. And then it ended up being a little, like she knew like it was supposed to be a 7 out of a 10, but the actual busyness of the crowd was actually a 5 out of 10. So certain things that were like at 8 o'clock or 7:30 at night, I'm like, there's no way this kid's going to make it. At 2 o'clock, he was like, I'd like to go back to the hotel and go swimming. I'm like, no, the hotel's 3 hours away. That's not happening. But he was like, yeah, let's, you know, he was awesome until that. But those things that were later in the night, I was able to bring up earlier in the day because there was like a 10-20 minute wait time. And they design the lines very well to like kind of keep you moving, and it goes very quick. So I would totally do it again. I'm excited to do it years later with Parker and Tucker for like a longer period of time. And I get like crazy hotel discounts. So like we stayed at this awesome, insane property for like $120.
Because you work at the Renaissance downtown.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
All right, we'll come back to something. D, I know in the past.
I have questions.
Yes.
I do. Do you find that it was like, what age is
four? Yeah, I saw other kids there and I'm like, I don't know why they're here. Like, Tucker understood what was happening.
Okay,
he was like excited, he was scared. Like, watching him be so excited was awesome.
All right,
D, because you had mentioned that you were waiting to take Connor, your 11 year old, and until Cohen got to an age. So, are we now approaching that time?
No, because right now he's 2.5. And I feel like he won't even remember that experience. I have pictures of myself as a child at Disneyland or Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't remember that experience. You know, I don't. And I was younger. I was a little older than him, but I don't remember that. And I want it to be something that I just don't have to show him pictures of. And he goes, I was there. Yes, these pictures indicate that you were, and that the orange bird was really your least favorite character. You know, that kind of thing. I want him to have a good time and go, wow, remember when we went to this? That's what I want.
Makes sense. I went, I think I was four, but I have vague memories. I'll have to ask my dad. But he Cohen is closer to Tucker's age now than like Vaginal Escape a couple of years ago.
Well, yes.
All right. Remember a couple of years ago, we laughed at the kid that got snatched by the alligator. Then Disney World had to put signs up.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley tells me, and I'm sorry I didn't follow up on this. It was a busy day.
It's okay.
She almost killed her son.
I did not almost kill my son.
You said he almost drowned.
A man almost killed my son and sat and watched. So, Tucker, we go down to the pool. I'm putting him in the towels down. He's like, can I get in the pool? I said, no, you can sit on the step, whatever. Like, sit on the step. I'm putting the towels down. I'm getting ready to, like, take my sunglasses. I legit turn around, and his little body is flailing, and this man's just walking by. I'm like, Tucker, stand up. Where he was at, he can stand, and he doesn't stand. I leap across the pool, like dive in, clothes on, whip my glasses off, shoes on. As I approach him, it's not funny. It was the scariest thing in my life.
I find it funny because he's okay. And it wasn't an alligator.
But as I stand up to look for him, his head is going underwater. I picked him up. I'm talking like I'm beating him on the back. Lady's like, do you need me to call 911? It was the scariest moment.
No, I need you to call an attorney.
Yeah. And this, and he's like, that guy scared me. And this guy just walked on by. Guy walks right into the pool. Never once looked, never once touched, never once tried to grab my child. Nothing.
See, I'm sure Disney has attorneys on standby for that. Like, they sense that happens and they just show up and write you the check.
Well, this wasn't a Disney resort. And here's this was just our hotel.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I mean, especially now, and by no means do I endorse this man's behavior. But like nowadays, you can't even look at a kid, you know. And this is probably not what was on his mind. He was just probably in a place where he didn't care about a child. But like, you literally have to run through all the scenarios that could happen to you for helping somebody else.
He was within an arm's reach, is all I'm saying.
But I think he's saying is,
I get
if
it.
The guy would have touched him, you might have been the kind of person that said, you tried to kill my... And I get it.
Oh my God, you know, I yanked him up out of the water and dislocated his shoulder. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's not thank you for like helping my kid. It's, I can't believe you dislocated my kid's shoulder. And you're like, but he's alive.
Ashley, yeah, and that would be my response. But he's alive. Uh-huh. It was like a crazy trip. Some little girl ran into me, broke my phone screen, like knocked my phone out of my thing. It was a mess.
I want to go back to Tucker. Was he fell in the pool because he was startled? Is that what it was?
Yeah. So he was sitting on the step, and he just like slipped as he was sitting there. He just legit just slipped right into it. And he was like, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, honey, it's not, you know. But I kept him in the pool because like my worst fear is that I'll have a kid that doesn't like water. Yeah. So I'm like, you're saying, he's like, let me sit right there. And I'm like, nope. But I mean, he started throwing up and I had like my clothes on. So I just put my shoulders up and then I just took like my shirt off.
He was throwing up from like anxiety?
No, the from water. The water, like drown. Like he was, I mean, he took in water.
Let me tell you. And I know how terrifying that is. I took Connor when he was like 5 or 6. We went on a camping trip. We all went to Mohican and did something in a river. All right. Where they have like canoes and kayaks. Connor and I are in a kayak and he's got a life jacket on. We're in this river. Boom, boom, boom. Somebody says something to me. I flip the kayak. Now, I turn back over. I flip the kayak back over, and I'm seeing my son float down the river. I mean, just the current, just taking him. Yeah. Like, all, and I'm watching him float by people. Nobody's stopping him. Nobody, like, I literally I start swimming like I've never swam before.
Yeah.
Just to catch this kid. And I was, people were like, what about the kayak? I'm like, screw the kayak.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want? What are they
going to
do?
That thing doesn't have a heartbeat.
I know. What, I'm going to pay $160 to get you a new kayak? I can't pay $160 and bring back a broken kid to his mom. Are you crazy?
Was it like some Indiana Jones scene?
Where there's
go
rocks
over a waterfall?
And stuff. And you're like, please, Lord, just God. And to watch him just get carried off by the current was the scariest thing I'd ever experienced.
I never heard that story before.
I sat there, and then there's this whole like secondary drowning thing, where after kids like have near, then they can like their lungs still have water that absorbed, and they can still drown while they're sleeping. So then he's completely whooped because the emotional experience has traumatized his life. So he wants to take a nap. I lay down. I legit had my hand over his. And I know there's other parents out there that would do the same thing. And as I'm sitting there and he's falling asleep, and I'm like, I almost killed my child. And I just sat there and cried. Kevin came home like, you know, an hour later. I'm still sitting there, hand over heart. Me crying, him sleeping, and Kevin's like, it's okay, he's okay. And I'm like, I almost killed our kid.
I have a great topic.
I mean, it was awful.
For one day, how'd you almost kill your kid?
Well,
seriously, I mean, it's
plenty of times I watched Cohen take a header down 5 steps and ate nothing but bottom of the floor, and I was like,
yeah, Tucker's like scorpion, and I'm like, well, there goes his neck.
Yep.
Nope. Oh, he's still alive.
8:38. Lyle's Crepes will be by. We've got the rated game on the way in a couple of minutes, and an off-air podcast. If you're here now and listening live, you won't be able to get this after 10 o'clock. It will only be on Q1055.com, and watch us on social, too.
Take us anywhere with the Q app.